Mix 22.3, Max and Ali with you this morning, live from Flaggy. Yes, Flagstaff Hill Primary School for a Back to School Friday, but it's time for Heaps Good.
It's really heaps good, it's really heaps good, it's really heaps good.
Heaps good!
Heaps good!
Heaps good!
Really heaps good, it's really heaps good,
it's really heaps good!
Whoop, 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 whoop! Yeah, we find stuff that's going on, so you might like to get involved. It's just the stuff that you might not know about that we think is heaps good.
Yeah, events, products, anything in between. TV shows. What do you got for us this week?
I've got your day planned tomorrow because, baby, it's back.
Oh, God, what is it?
Budgie Fest 2024.
The sequel just as good as the original.
This is so good. I was so excited about this last year, but remember I couldn't go, and so we sent my stunt double, Ali Clark.
Yes.
This is so good. It's happening at the Campbelltown Function Centre at Ross Trevor there.
Oh, that's where they have all the big events.
It's put on by the Budgerigar Council of South Australia. Shout out to Troy Holmes.
Oh, the BCSA. The
president, yeah. But this is so good because wait for it. Our old favourites are back. They will find the chirpiest chatterbox and the most fashionable feathers, and the Who's a Clever Bird Award will be handed out. But wait for it. Wait for it. You ready?
Yeah.
This year, the Tom Cruise of budgie judges, Richard Miller from the UK, is coming.
We got Dick Miller?
Yes.
At Campbelltown Community Centre this weekend.
Stop it. Budgie Fest was awesome. Last year, heaps of people came because I was so excited about it, and I think it's going to be huge. They're going to have interstate and international guests and media at Budgie Fest.
Well, the Tom Cruise of budgie judges will be there.
To be fair, I'm not sure what makes him the Tom Cruise, if he's either got a large
he's
nose.
He's just a really short
looking,
guy.
If you should, yeah. I don't, the Scientology, I don't know, but it's going to be absolutely massive. So yeah, get along because let's face it, they are one of the most popular pets you can have.
They are.
I think the Budgie Fest 2024 is
heaps good.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's a nice thing you could do with your Saturday.
It's Saturday, yeah.
Let's get you fired up
right for
your Sunday. Because, Ali, when you're coming down from the highs of the highest heights, which is Budgie Fest on Saturday.
2024.
Maybe on Sunday you want to head along to the 8-man double elimination tournament that is...
What?
Yeah, arm wrestling heavyweights will be descending on Adelaide for the third AWE Grand Prix tournament.
What?
Arm wrestling.
Get out.
Yeah.
I thought that was just something you did at the pub.
No, it's real, mate. And you know what? We've got all of the big names coming.
The big arms.
Get rid of Tom Cruise's budgie judges because we've got rising teenage star Hamza the Hammer Hodzic. New Zealand's strongest woman, Ashley Hodder Williamson. She probably has a nickname, but I don't know it. The world's number one, not world number one, but oceanic number one rankings.
Ray
on
gun.
The line.
Ray gun. The Ray gun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all happening. So that's going to be at the Grand Chancellor Hotel. And I'm told, Ali, there is a direct quote here when we're talking about it.
Yes.
It's more like chess than anything else.
What?
Arm wrestling's more like chess. Whatever move you want to deploy, there's a counter technique. It's not all pure strength.
Are you sure, though?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. All the videos that I've ever seen on YouTube and all the arm wrestling things that I've ever done at schoolyards or in the pub, it seems to be pretty much strength.
Yeah, well, Hamza the Hammer Hodzic isn't called the Hammer because he's really nuanced with the way that he arm wrestles. So, I reckon that the third AWE... arm wrestling Grand Prix tournament on this Sunday is
heaps good.
Oh boy, we got through it.
Do you know what? Can someone please, I will pay them to go to both Budgie Fest and the arm wrestling one weekend. That is so cool.
The Venn diagram of people interested in both of those things has the smallest crossover.